The Rescue by Stephen Concoli. Performed by Tom Rivera. Ryan Decker wiped the perspiration from his face with a damp, threadbare hand towel, a futile gesture he'd repeat again in a few moments. The temperature inside the dank motel room pushed 90 degrees. The rattling air conditioner, unable to keep up with the extra demand imposed by his teammates, and a table packed with overtaxed computer towers. Luckily for him, the two-day stay at La Jacinta Inn was rapidly approaching an end. Barring any unforeseen difficulties, they should be packing up within 10 minutes, gone in less than 20. "Ghost just crossed phase line Charlie," said Brad Pierce, the team's second in command. "Tell them they need to pick up the pace," said Decker. "Spectre crossed Charlie a minute ago."
"They know what they're doing."
"I know," said Decker, confirming Ghost's position on the flat-screen monitor. Ghost, a five-man team of seasoned hostage rescue operators, had the tougher approach, crossing several hills and ravines from their drop-off point north of the target house. The thicker scrub and occasional tree in the hills would camouflage their approach and allow them to nestle in closer to the Bratva distribution center than Spectre, which would have to cross nearly 100 yards of flat, sandy ground to reach the house. Spectre was the direct action assault team, assigned to clear a path immediately outside and then inside the target structure for Ghost. Comprised of 6 former SWAT and Special Forces operators, they would arrive from the south and split into 2 groups of 3 to enter the house from opposite sides. Ghost would closely follow whichever team encountered the least resistance and execute the hostage rescue phase of the operation. Decker had outsourced the hostage rescue team from an exclusive word-of-mouth-only group that specialized in actively opposed asset recoveries. His in-house hostage rescue team was top-notch, but the men and women he'd hired for this mission were the absolute best in the business. You didn't cut corners with the life of an influential U.S. senator's daughter on the line. Deborah Payne, his lead tactical operations coordinator, spoke without moving her eyes from the screen. "Spectre reports no obvious movement in the house. All dark."
"Thermal imaging?" said Decker.
"Nothing.